yes, that mechusa treivo is lav to mechusa maisadami. It's not considered mechusa maisadami. Therefore, once this kezayis of the oif, nevelis oif, is in the person's hand, right then we consider it now first from the tama tuma chamura, and therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, right now this kezayis would have a tuma feichrin, meaning if right now this kezayis touches some food, it would be matam of the food. Now, it was eighth, I have a question on you. It says, Shloisha sedvorim nemu benevelis by skor. It's the 13th special alochis about the Nevela of the Nice Kor. It explains the Ze'ech, and then these are one of the things that Tzricha Machshava, you have to have a Machshava, like the plant eat it, need a Machshava, Rashi says, it's Tzara, Pochus, and the Gezayas, and Menu, Lashkan, Pochus, and the Kibbeit, Eichlin, the Kabbat, Tumor, Eichlin, the Magam. If you have another piece of food that's less than a Kibbeit, and you want this now, a little part of this, on the very place, to be Tzara, you need Machshava. Question is, you have Machshava to eat it. The Kiregis, the Kashiya, why the after the curse of the Messiah? Because it's a better. I need Machshava for itself. When is it itself to come from me? If you have Machshava to eat it. So I call upon him, it says, Tzorach Machshava, but the Yain Tzrich Hechsha, that the Nevelis Ois Tor, does not need Hechsha of Mayim. Why the Chulak of Meis Tzorah? Because since it's faithful, for Tamat and Mechamira. For Metamat and Mechamira and the Kibetza. It says clearly, you need the size of the Kibetza, not the size of the Kitayim. So my love, all we're talking about over here, for the Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, even though it's Kizayim of it, he's faithful to Tamat and Mechamira. So what? Since the Meis and Metam is not in the person's mouth yet, it's only in his hand, it's fitted, Mechusar, Kraver, it's Mechusar Meisagami. So we do not consider it to become a, only if the size of the Kibetza. The Chulasarai, Kosh of Imeya, Mechusar Kraver, is to Mechusar Meisagami. The Moral says, no, I'll tell you, Lo Rabbonim, it goes according to Rabbonim. According to Rabbonim and Echonami, that's why you need a Kizayis, you need a Kibetza. Because the Kizayis of it cannot be Metamah right now. Since right now, it's not ready to Mechabal any Tumah. A Kizayis is never fit to be Mechabal Tumah. The Moral says, no, Vokatani Reish went in the Reisha, Tzricha Machshava, saying Tzricha Hechsha. You have to have Machshava to eat from it, but you do not need Hechsha, you don't need water to come over it. You don't need Hechsha. And so, Man Shamet Lehai Svara, who is the one that holds this Svara, that Machshava alone is enough, you don't need Hechsha? Rabbi Meir, the Chol goes according to Rabbi Meir. And so, need the Reisha Rabbi Meir, say for Nami Rabbi Meir, the same thing that goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Chol according to Rabbi Meir, we see, a Kizayis of it is not coming, you don't need the size of the Kibetza, because Mechusa Kreva is considered to Mechusa Maisadami. Someone says, no, need the either, one's one after the other. I tell you, Hakadisa, Hakadisa, one goes according to the mayor, and one is not according to the mayor. Someone says, well, need the Tani Seifer, since there's no Seifer, Shri Tosa, Omali Kosa, Meteheris, Shri Tosa, Mitamata, but even though the ice was a Treifer, when you make a maliko, you make a sheet to it, it's in the car that it has no tumas nevela on it. There's a sheet or a maliko and a shreifa helps, just like by a behema. A sheet helps in a behema shreifa to take off the tumas nevela. The same story is said by an oath also, that whether it's kutchum and you make a maliko, or whether it's clean and you make a sheet on, it takes off the tumas nevela. Now, man shamed lai hai svaya, who taught us, who holds this svaya, that it applies even by an oath, Rabbi Meir, consequently Rabbi Meir. And so Mechula raised to the surface of the Meir when it's the Yasser Rabbanim. How can you say that? That you want to say neither one or the other, but you want to say the middle is Rabbanim and the safe is a Meir, but he'll prove in the ratio of the ratios of Meir also. There's little madness to say the beginning and the end goes according to the Meir, just the middle is not. Tomorrow says, in yes, that's what we have to say. Ratio of the safe of the Meir when it's the Yasser Rabbanim. Could be still there's no proof. It's the Yasser that says, it's only Mitzvah of the other size of the Kibbeitzim, that could be according to the Rabbanan Shita. But according to Rabbi Meir and Echonami, according to Rabbi Meir, maybe Mechusa Kreva is lost to Mechusa Maitadani, yet even the Kazayah Shibbe is also from it. Or Malay Rav Hamanuna, the Rabbi Zera, Rav Hamanuna, such Rabbi Zera, Le Teisav Akarecha, do not sit down like on your feet. Adi Amartin Li Hanusa, but he told me over this thing, that Nevelis are still Rabbi Meir. That in the rap you have Nevelis, I saw according to the Meir. Meinim Larisha Mishani, In other words, the Shalom is according to Rabbi Meir. There is saying now the Kizayi Shaboy has a Tumut Eichlin on it. So when it touches something else, does it make it into a Rishon, and that makes the Rishon into a Sheni? Or maybe no, it doesn't make a Rishon a Sheni, just it touches food, that's all, it makes it Tumut, but that does not make something else Tumut. That was a Shalom. Or Malay, Yin Tzedak and Echnami does not make a Rishon a Sheni. Or Malay, the Kvalos is like this. Kol Heichod, the Metama, or the Magam, something like a Sheret. That a sheret itself is a navatuma. If it touches a person, the person becomes funny. Then there's such a klal meinim by rishon v'sheni. But if food touches a sheret, the food becomes a rishon, and it makes another food a sheni. But kol heichodei metama odin b'mago, like over here, this kizayis of the oif, nevela says tol, lemaisa klal metama odin. It only has a tumas echel maskin on it. So when odin touches it, it does not become funny. So it's not really like a navatuma. And so it's not like a sheret, therefore the klal is a main and boy rishon v'sheni. It does not have a tumas rishon v'sheni. If it touches food, the food becomes tummy, and that's it. It does not go further to make a sheni. So he's part of the shaila. Boy minei Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Zeira is far from Rabbi Ami. Ba'achia. The Yamun of some family of Avin Bakana. He has to shaila like this. Hold it now, that's what we learned. Chibuli Eichlin. Aydei Maskin. Chibur l'tumakalom. If you have food, that's the chibur touching one another. They're not really touching one another. It's only as they mask it in the same puddle of water, and the water is like attaching the two pieces of food. So that is called the chibur. Aydei maskin, the locher is l'tumakalom. It's only enough to give it an easy tumor, but v'ein chibur l'tumakamura. It's not strong enough to make it a chibur for tumakamura. So again, the same shell would be when this Eichlin becomes Tumah because of this Chibur, when it's Tumah Kalom, does it become a Kanava Tumah, that it can make something else a Sheni, or maybe not? So as he says, the case is, you have a Chatsi Nevela Mikan, and a Chatsi Zayin for Nevela Mikan, and there's mask of water in between the themselves, the two things. So now, if this Nevela touches food, it's Matam Eichlin Amaskin. The Tumah Eichlin Amaskin is called the Chibur. The question is it called 100% chibur as if it's back to an avatum in the gay Eichlin? So it touches food, it makes the first food into a rishon, and that food can make a sheni. Or maybe no, this chibur, Ayidei Maskin, is not strong enough to make a rishon a sheni out of it. That was a shayla. Omlai said back to him like this, the same klal. Kaheichad the metam adam, calls the man the chibur is strong enough. That's mamash in avatumah. If a person touches this nevela now, he becomes tamei, meinu by rishon a sheni. Who didn't make a rishon v'sheni, but over here in matam adam, since this chibur is not strong enough in matam adam, it's only called the chibur adi maskin l'tamei eichlin. Therefore, the klal would be an echnami a main and boy rishon v'sheni. We do not count here a rishon v'sheni. That's the klal. Only real avat tumah that's matam adam. Then, when it touches adam, makes it into eichlin. It makes it into rishon, and that rishon makes further a sheni. Where the tumah is not really a tumah to the Talmud Nodom, then only has a tumah Eichlin Amaskin, that's it. It itself is the Talmud Eichlin Amaskin. But the tumah does not go further, does not make a sheni. He now says the Mishnah that Ein Mitzah, that Yot Rebel, when they leave the Yot Zorah, then the Mitzaskin, then they become Talmud. So we know in the middle, how do we know this from? The Talmud Rabbah wrote like this, Lalu Nuayma, by another passage, by a poem of Yom Kippur, it says, Nuayma Chutzah Gimel Machnas. One place it says that you have to burn the permanent shofin chutz l'gimel machnes. And Khan here, the machne achas, here it says you have to burn it outside one machne. Machne as soon as you go outside the Yazero. Even on Har HaBayis, you could burn it. So Lemloch, what the Pshar comes to tell us, that even Shiyot, the chutz l'machne achas, l'machne achas, metam ha-begodim. And Echnam, even though the Mishra Shreifa is outside gimel machnes, but as soon as the people carry it outside the Yazero, into the Har HaBayis, outside the Machne, Machne Kedusha, Machne Kuna, then it becomes Tamei, the Godin. The Noah story, he goofed him, we don't have to know this from, this goof, how do we know? But then Rabban wrote like this, the first it says, V'yotziyu es kol ha'par, on the Chutzla Machne. Take the whole power, the poem on its rostrum, outside the Machne. So the Dashna means Chutzla Gimel Machne. It means where's the Machne to burn it? Outside all three Machne. Tom, you're telling me, chutzpah gibel machnas, it means zafar of three machnas, or yainim even not that way, ela machna achra. Maybe that only means one machna. The more it says, kishwem, when the pasuk says, the pareda, when it says by the pareda, michutz la machna, shein salach leina, it doesn't have to say it by the pareda, which is a poem on a person, to take it outside the machna. Shrei kvanem already said, kashir salach as parerishon, when you burn the first one, you burn this one. So we know that you have to burn it outside. So what's the chiddush that says chutz machna here? That means litan le machna shniya. That not only out of one machna, but out of the second machna also. But how do we know out of all three machnas? Kishon, when the person says again, chutz machna b'deshin, by the burning, it also says chutz machna shein tzoch lem. It didn't have to say it. Shrei kvanem already says al shesach ha'deshin yisofer. So it said already he should burn this by the deshin. So how come I have to say again chutz machna? I mean to teach us litein loy machna shishis, to come to teach us that where is the mokum, where do we burn the burn hanesrofim, we burn it outside all three machnas. So Rashi says, what does it mean chutz machna the deshin? Rashi says it means by tzoyis deshin amizbech, but taking out the deshin what's the mizbech? The prophet says what is the deshin amichutz machna? So what's the prophet teaching us? It means to tell us that there's a place to burn it outside all three machnas. So the kitzur, when it says by the Purim, the Sarash Yom HaKippurim, take it out, chutz machna, one machna, there's a chiddush that you become tamei, the one that's Isaac with it, as soon as it takes it out from the first machna. But now the Gemara is told by Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that he says in the Mishnah, the Isaac does not become tamei when it takes it out of the machna, but first when he burns it, and rays of the bosa gets caught on fire, if so, heine chutz machna, mayavidle. What does he do? What does the prophet say by the poem and by the poem in the Sar of Yom Kippur, chutz machna? It has no value. It does not become tamei the people that work with it until it burns. So why does it say the word chutz machna for? So where it says in the Bible, he used it l'katanya, like we learned l'katanya. We have Lezer, and Lezer says ne'emar kan chutz machna. It says here by the poem of Yom Kippur chutz machna. The ne'emar lahalan chutz machna that malal chutz gimel machna. Afkan chutz gimel machnois. As Rashi says, ne'emar lahala means the pora duma voitzi voitzi al mechutz. So just like over here by the pora and the sofin, it means chutz gimel machnois. After shchita for the pora duma, also has to be done chutz gimel machnois. That's why I use the word chutz machna for the limud of pora duma. So ma'al lahala, just like by the pora duma, limizrochus al yishlayim, supposed to be done on the mizrach side of yishlayim, is afkan here also. The Mizrachah Shal Yerushalayim, the place where to burn the Chutz of Gimel Machnos, is on the east side of Yerushalayim. That's where we do these Pesukim according to Rabbi Shimon. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. Just wait till the end of the tape and then turn over, we'll continue.